The 8-7 Buffalo Bills go on the road to Miami to take on the 6-9 Dolphins with a potential playoff berth on the line. Commentator Matt Sabuda joins us this morning for Beyond the Playbook. Matt, break down what's at stake for the Bills this weekend.
Well, it's not hyperbole to say that this is the biggest weekend for the Bills in 13 years. It's actually a fact, because that's the last time the Bills entered their season finale with a playoff berth on the line. It was 2004 when Drew Bledsoe was quarterback and the 9-6 Bills lost at home to Steelers backups to cost them a playoff spot in a weekend when they needed help and everything else actually did go their way. In 2004, it wasn't to be. Is New Year's Sunday, is that going to be any different? Can the Bills take care of business and hope the cards fall in their favor? I guess we'll get to that in a moment, but let's just say they can come away with a win to get to 9-7 on the year. The kind of help that they need to break their historic playoff drought is actually pretty simple. If the Bills win and the Ravens lose to the Bengals, the Bills are in. And if the Ravens aren't all that charitable to Buffalo, there's still another option. The Bills win and the Titans lose to the Jaguars, combined with the Chargers' loss to the Raiders. And once again, the Bills would be in. The odds aren't great, but if the Bills manage that road win, they have a coin flip shot at those other scenarios coming together. Again, not great, but not bad. Sure, I guess next season is going to tell if we can call this season progress. But come Sunday, we'll have the most meaningful weekend of football we've had since Tony Masiello was mayor.
If the Bills are going to come away with a win, how do you see it playing out?
Well, I see it playing out, I guess, exactly how it played out when the Bills beat Miami just 2 weeks ago. An opportunistic defense that capitalizes on the reputed sloppy play of Miami led by quarterback Jay Cutler, who fumbled four times against Buffalo, although he didn't lose one. The Bills did force three interceptions. It's these types of games when Buffalo's defense is at its best, and when it's at its best, it's led in part by newly minted star cornerback Tre'Davious White. And for those who haven't been paying that close of attention, White is and should be the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. According to the analytics site Pro Football Focus, White is the highest-rated rookie overall, not just on defense, but overall. And Sunday is going to be a great opportunity for him to cap off a really superb rookie season. But to give the Bills the swan song they're hoping for, they'll need a solid game on both sides of the ball. Beating a team like the Dolphins at home is one thing, but I'm reminded of an axiom my father says time and time again as a fan. Winning on the road in the NFL is hard, and it is. For the Bills to come away with it, they'll need a complete yet conservative game on offense, which would be punctuated by solid pass protection, a typical Tyrod Taylor-ish performance, which I guess means decent production but no risk-taking, and, of course, a game in which Bills superstar LeSean McCoy makes his presence known. This is one recipe for the Bills taking care of business, I suppose. But then again, they don't play the game on paper.
Well, at least they're not going to be playing it on snow and ice.
Well, this is true.
Now, your scenario almost sounds convincing, but what kind of obstacles do the Bills face that might keep that plan from coming together?
Yeah, the biggest obstacle I see is mainly on defense. When the Bills have been at their worst this season, their bad performances have been punctuated by sloppy tackling and the inability to get off the field. Now, this shouldn't be a major challenge for the Bills on Sunday, as they're playing the league's fifth-worst rushing offense that's paired with a pretty mediocre passing game. But I have no doubt that the Dolphins will be motivated and love to play spoiler against their AFC East rivals. And on offense, it's easy to say that the Bills need to play a conservative, mistake-free game. And even though their offense has done that through much of the season, it's tough to always bank on that kind of result. And more to the point, when they have had those kinds of performances, the games have been close. And in close games, anything can happen in the final minutes. But I still like the Bills to come away with a needed win on Sunday. And if they can, there's going to be a lot of nervous channel flipping across Western New York to hope the other games can go in Buffalo's favor. Either way, should be an exciting weekend for Bills fans, and certainly been a long time since that was true in the last week of the season.
Well, Matt, if we're lucky, maybe it won't be the last week of the season, and we will be back here next week talking about playoffs. Thanks for coming in, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Howard.